Good morning. It's the 24th of September. Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 17. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis about the healing of the lepers. I read. The little company had reached the borders that divided Samaria from Galilee and were approaching a village when their attention was drawn to a group of men. As they drew nearer, it was evident that in spite of their anxiety to attract attention, they were also anxious to keep their distance. Over the still air came the concerted cry, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It was evident that Jesus had come across one of those colonies of lepers that were dotted around Palestine. They huddled together in a common bond of loathsomeness. Jew and Samaritan knew no enmity here. One of the many distressing features of leprosy is the failure of the voice. But under the stress of their need, these 10 men made themselves heard. Steadily, Jesus drew near. "Go," he said, "show yourselves to the priests." Once more we wonder at the way in which Jesus suited his instructions to the needs of those who came to him. His was no conventional healing. He was always more conscious of the spiritual than the bodily infirmity. The 10 looked down at their scarred and pitted flesh. There was no sign of a cure. Yet this man was telling them to act as though they had been cleansed. Here was a call to faith, not in words, but in deed. They turned and began their journey towards the village, and Luke records, "As they went, they were cleansed." Presently, Jesus saw one man coming towards him, a man who was excited. His features were not familiar. His clear complexion gave no indication that here was one of the pitiable wrecks who had stood before him less than half an hour ago. When he spoke, his tone was strong, full of thankfulness. With a loud voice he glorified God, and, reaching Jesus, he fell at his feet, giving thanks. There was no need for Jesus to look up and scan the countryside. He knew this man was alone. "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? No, only the Samaritan had returned to give thanks. Not far away, the other 9 were rejoicing in their release, but they had forgotten the source of their healing. "Go thy way," Jesus said, "thy faith hath made thee whole." The Samaritan had been more deeply cured than his fellows. The word of the Lord had penetrated beneath his scaly flesh and touched his heart. How often our plaintive cry is heard before the throne of grace. Yet, when responsive blessings flow, how many retrace their steps to Jesus and, falling at his feet, glorify his Father. Thankfulness rendered to God and manifested in our actions towards men is as rare as it is seemly. Sometimes a Samaritan teaches us that lesson. When Jesus reached the adjacent village, he found the people dumbfounded at the sight of the lepers in their midst. The Pharisees, obviously impressed, came up and asked him when the kingdom of God should come. But it was too late to ask that now. In a few days' time, the Passover will be held and the king will be crucified. The time was at hand when many would desire to see the days of the Son of Man, but they would not see them. He was to suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. But the day will come when the Son of Man will be unmistakably revealed in his kingdom. May that day soon come. And may we see him in his glory. Thank you for listening.